write down, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala took them right on the top. So with regards to this, we need to understand our relationship with our families. And our families has rights over us. And we have rights that we need to give to them. And each one of us sitting here in this gathering, we want blessings, we want mercy from Allah, and we want our life to be prolonged. We want extended life in this world. So with regards to this, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, learn about your family lineage and roots so that you may join family ties. For family ties brings love in the family, increases one's wealth, and brings barakah to one's life. So all of these components, each one of us are in need of. Wealth, we want long life, we want increase in our sustenance. So this is one of the ways in getting there. So we need to mend our family ties. We need to contact our family members. If we look maybe in about 30, 40 years ago, where there was no phone, no, maybe it is a normal landline phone, no cell phones, no social media. But look at the relationship, the strong relationship the families had. They would keep up with the family, leave alone when they're attending a wedding or a funeral. But over and above that, on a weekend or some other time of the year, they would get together or meet up with one another. And the relationship, the bond was so strong. Today we got everything so easy, but our bond with our families is no longer there. We got a very small bond. And the unfortunate part is that we like to keep our friends close to us and our families far away from us. And that is totally incorrect. We're not saying don't have families, don't have friends. Have your friends, but remember the family that we have. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made us to be family with those that are our family. Our father, Allah knew who should be my father, who should be my mother, who should be my uncle, my auntie, my grandfather, my grandmother, my aunties, my cousins, my sons, my nephews, my nieces. Allah has the knowledge, Allah has the wisdom. That is why Allah has granted all these family members to us. And we cannot choose our families. We cannot. We cannot distance ourselves from our families. The friends that we have, we can choose our friends. Who should be my friend? Who I don't want to be as my friend? We can choose. But our family members, we can do as we want. If we want to say, I don't want to do anything with that family member, I break the family tie. Really, that is a serious crime that we had committed. Because Allah makes mention with regards to family ties, and we had mentioned one verse of the Quran. And we will shed light on many ahadith regarding the rights of family and how we should keep our family together. And when we find, and when a year of people having a family reunion, a family get together, or a family gathering, they dig up the roots, alhamdulillah. It makes us so happy that we want to find out who are the people in my family. Because I just know the close family members, but the extended family members, I have no idea. And our elders will bear testimony to this. They might know who was the great-grandfather and the great-great-great-grandfather. They have that knowledge. But the people in our generation and coming after us, they don't even know who's the father's uncle, the father's auntie. So that's how far we are gone away from knowing who our family are. And in today's time, it's so easy. We have our smartphone. We can contact our family members. We have family WhatsApp groups. We keep in contact with our family, who passed away, who's sick, who's getting married. Everything is posted on these social media platforms. So we are up to speed what is happening in our family. We must not hear it from someone else, because always it's, that's the serious part of it. When people in the community or some other people know about your family and you don't even know that somebody is getting married or somebody is sick in the family, people get very upset because we are family and we don't even know that somebody has got sick or somebody is getting married or somebody is in some kind of difficulty or in some problem and somebody else has to be at the aid of our family members. So we have everything at our fingertips. But so often also, we use it in the wrong way. Families are broken up. You have the WhatsApp groups and you have social media and no respect is maintained. The small or the younger ones do not talk with respect to the elders and the elders get upset because of the tone they're using when sending out a message. So we need to maintain that respect even on social media. We need to respect the elders in our family. Don't just take them for granted. So the next hadith, Sayyiduna Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, when a Muslim spends on his family seeking reward from it from Allah, it counts for him as sadaqah, as a charity to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it as. We're not saying don't help your friends, don't help the people in your community, but help those people that you see in your family that is going through a difficult time. They might have a financial problem or whatever it might be. If we have the ability to assist them, help your family first. They have right over that. No use helping every other person or people outside South Africa, but your own brother is in a difficult situation. Your own sister is in a difficult situation. Your auntie, your cousin is in a bad state. But you're helping everyone else but your family. That is your first responsibility and your first right. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him maintain the bond of kinship. So we as Muslims, we are the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We worship Allah, we believe in one Allah, and also in the last day as well. So we need to maintain this bond of kinship, the bond of family ties. And even it goes, ulama make mention of this, that if two family members or two different families are at loggerheads, that even to speak a white lie to get them together, there's a reward in it, subhanallah. Just to say some good, that you know what, this guy said something about you, that person might say, you know what, he said something good about me. Hey, maybe I must go and, you know, kiss and make up and get to talking to him. That is what should happen. I remember this incident of an alim, may Allah grant him high stages in Jannah. I won't mention his name. He had a lot of wisdom. And alhamdulillah, I have learned also from him. So many times I went to him, and whenever I went to him, he was there to assist me. Certain things I didn't like what he had mentioned to me. But later on in my life, I understood this is what the man said then. It makes sense now, alhamdulillah. So he saw in his family that there were different family members or the younger generations, the cousins, they were not talking to one another. He didn't go to the two families and say, you know what, you need to sort it out. He took it upon himself. He took the cousin of this family and he went there and he said, you sort out your problem. And alhamdulillah, with that, he had a noble intention to keep that relationship in the family together. And alhamdulillah, that relationship just bloomed and blossomed, alhamdulillah. Because of the noble intention the alim had in keeping and not breaking family ties. Another hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he had said, "Join family ties with those who sever ties with from you. Forgive the one who wrongs you. Be courteous to the one who ill-treats you." The more somebody wants to break that relation, be there, be strong. It's difficult. We just did one hadith in school this morning where when somebody did a bad action or a bad thing to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi didn't follow it up with the bad one, but rather Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed it up with a good action. It's difficult. Somebody swears you, somebody says something nasty and bad to you. Very difficult to keep yourself composed. But if you can do that, then you are following the instruction of the Quran, where Allah makes mention, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. Suppress your anger, control your anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And forgive people. Forgive people. That is that quality. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so forgiving. Who are we not to accept the forgiveness of our fellow brother or our fellow family member? And this is a severe warning from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he had mentioned, whoever severs the bonds of kinship will not enter paradise. And this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and in Muslim, after the Quran Kareem, the two most authentic books, Bukhari and Muslim. So how serious is this? I don't want anything to do with that guy or that family member. Whatever he did bad to me, he stole my money and all the rest of it. And this normally happens in inheritance. The father had left so much of money, the brothers, the sisters, all fighting. Man, Allah protect us, Allah save us. So what we need to do, we need to keep that bond of family ties and make it strong. Don't let go of it. However the person wants to let go and wants to distance themselves from you, you go back and you keep that family tie. Because you are following the instruction of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are obeying the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's a hadith, we'll conclude on this hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, with the narrator Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, says that a person said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have some relations, or I have some relatives with whom I maintain family ties, but they continue breaking their relationship with me. I am good to them, but they ill treat me. I tolerate them, that is their mischief, but they ignore me." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If the matter is as you explained, then it is as though you are feeding them hot ashes. You will always have an assistance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so long as you continue in this manner." Subhanallah. Look at this severe warning. Let us maintain that relation with our family. If anyone in this gathering, and whoever is listening to us on the Bilal receiver or via the online or the audio streaming link, make ourselves strong. Turn to Allah and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to assist us and guide us in maintaining this relationship with our family members. If we can do that, we take that step, we will see what blessing, what kind of goodness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send upon us. And this has been tried and tested, that when people mend the family tie, just something good happens to them. And they have done something so great to bring two family or two brothers together or two family members together. We know exactly what happens in this inheritance, like I had mentioned. And we have to do the inheritance according to the Islamic way, not according to the law of our country. Because the law of inheritance, according to the Quran and the Hadith, supersedes the laws of our country. So don't do our brother down, our sister down, our mother down. Even in our business, in so many times we have seen this, where the fathers the fathers of four cousins were in a business, and everything was smooth and everything was fine. And then suddenly now when the younger generation, the cousins come along, the sons come along in the business, it just doesn't work out. Because everybody wants to do as they want. There was no muhabba, there was no love. That time there was love, now that love is gone, people become greedy because they've seen so much of money. And then what happens? The fathers break up that partnership and the children do as they want. One got the one shop and one got the other shop and so on. And like this, that whole family unit is gone. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us a true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds and to abstain from evil. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us amongst those who maintain and bring the family tie, and men, if we have any problems in our family, may Allah make us amongst those. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.